CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry, and my location is in Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located on top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. Repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Call KC4SKD. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KC4SKD. And we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-G portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. For EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only call KC4SKD or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, Greg in Brunswick. A little bit. 73.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing KO4WTQ, Greg in Brunswick. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. I don't see any other EchoLink stations on the list, so now we'll call for new hams, those that just recently got your license, and maybe if you're not familiar with the process, just put your call sign out, and I will guide you through the rest. New hams only. Call KC4SKD. Sometimes those that have used the pre-net check-in feature. There's quite a few on the list tonight, starting with K4XMR Mel, W4FCM Fred, K4IEI Isla, W2AMD Andrew, KO4ZEW Ben, KA4GH Gus, KG4BFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KI4LZI Andy, N4JRB Jim, KN4RJN John, KC4W Bill, KB2BYQ Dave, KG4WNP Landon, W4IOE Sid. And that's all on the list right now for the pre-net check-ins. Thank you for using this feature. Being Friday night, we will begin with the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations U through Z, please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
SKD. Larry, hello to you and Miss Rhonda and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
KC4SKD. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, SKQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4ZLK Shane, K4XB Tommy, KQ4TBD Angela. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? In the Uniform through Zulu group, call KC4SKD. Third, we'll move along to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Larry, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Q Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Piedmont, or Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW, Rick, KK4ONO, Lorena, KM4MOQ, Michelle, and W4DJW, Dave. Another one of our net controllers. Good to have you all with us checking in tonight. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD. Next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KD. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick, another one of our net controllers. Good to have you with us, Patrick. Hope you're doing well tonight. Anybody else, Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KC4SKD. Echo Link Station up there. Echo Link Stations only. Call KC4SKD. I think he's already checked in. Sorry about that. Okay, anybody else? Echo through Hotel. Call KC4SKD or Net Control. Move along to the next group. India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Opponents Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KD. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. KC4, MFK. That's Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Now, Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. Tonight, 7-3.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KK4JFO, James. KK4JBQ, Larry. And we got you down for some rank two, Larry. It brings along Donna, KC4MFK. Good to have you all with us tonight. Anybody else, I through L, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. That's KQ4KTU. This is Scott in Hendersonville, and I will be negative and negative, 73.
Would please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Name's Matthew here, Northern Pickens County, over by Table Rock. And no traffic tonight, Larry. Appreciate you calling the net.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First station to check in that group, I did not get your name. I got a little crazy writing a call down. Let me make sure I got your call right. I think it's KQ4T4KTU. Is that correct?
Affirmative, Larry. It's KQ4KTU, and my name is Scott.
Thank you for coming back. Let me know that. And we've got Matthew over here in Pickens County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Let's see. Moving along to the next stations. Mike through Papa, or the next group. M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD. KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, Walt. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Anybody else, Mike 3, Papa, call KC4SKD or net control. Echo Link Station just appeared on the list. Echo Link Stations only, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, Larry, check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative, negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA Stephen by way of Echo Link. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Stephen. Back to the RF group. Do we have anybody else? Mike through Papa. Call KC4SKD. Is Quebec through Tango, stations Q through T. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in N0, TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KC4SKD. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N0TR, Tom. KO4QLG Chris. Good to have you all with us tonight. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Kent Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack Danaraki on. Y'all have a great one. Be in and out.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KJ4BKI, Jack. Good to have you with us tonight. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango. Call KC4SKD.
Check in Whiskey 0, Alpha India Lima. That's W0AIL. This is Sean, Sierra Hotel, Alpha Whiskey November, located in West Union. No traffic, short time tonight. Thank you.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W0AIL. I hope I got that right.
That is correct.
And thank you for coming back and letting me know that. Let's move along to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
Let's check in, KK4HXB, Earl in Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Miss KD. Here, Larry, Miss Rhonda, and Annette. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Larry, Miss Rhonda, and all on the net.
Chris KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4HXB. I think you said your name's Earl. I wasn't fast enough writing. Did I get your name correct?
Travel's rest.
Thanks, sir. Okay, next we recognize a couple neighbors of ours, KI4DOS Gary, also one of our net controllers, and K3JOY Joy. Thank y'all for checking in with us. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD, your net control. Yes, must have everybody right now. We'll call for one more One more time before we secure the formal portion. Any stations Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD or net control. This is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net, and we want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rack tube portion of the net and call for additional stations as we go along. So far, we only got one person listed for rack tube, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. How you doing this evening?
KC4SKD, this is KK4JBQ. I want to begin by saying I apologize for my voice. I'm nursing it, but it seems to be here and then gone and then back again. So, anyway, you mentioned, I guess it was mentioned, that today is a Friday the 13th. And I haven't done this in a while. I haven't mentioned this to anybody in a few years, I guess. But when I moved into South Carolina, one of the things we did back then, this is 26 years ago, was we went to, wherever it is you sign up for a telephone. It's kind of hard to believe, but back then, just 25 years ago, back then everything wasn't done online. It's kind of crazy to come to think about it now. But I remember walking up to the counter and asking and telling the lady that we were new in town and we'd like a telephone. And she says, well, let's see what the next number is. So we were almost there, you know. And she stops. She looks at me. She looks back at the number. And she says, do you have any problem with 13? I says to her, well, what do you mean? Or superstitious, she said. Oh, dear. And I said, no, as a matter of fact, I'm not superstitious. She says, well, the next number I've got, the suffix is 1313. I says, give it to me. Nobody else is going to take that. So that was our landline number. And, of course, we each have a separate phone line, and you know, but we still have that landline. It operates on a, what others call a white list. I don't know what to call it. I'm not in any way politically correct, you might say. So, anyhow, have you ever had a 13 in your phone number or in your license plate number or anything else like that?
Comment, this is KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge team meter net.
KK4HXB, Larry, by any chance you don't live in Mockingbird Place, do you? 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Well, I probably would have mentioned that had I lived in the place with double 13. I decided that, and I just did it. I decided way back then that I would not speak it that way, 1313. I would just say 1313 and let people make up their mind how they felt about it.
Yeah, that was 1313 Mockingbird Lane. That was the Munsters on TV's address.
Know that, Earl? No, I didn't know that. Well, I don't want to be put into a category of any kind, but I like the Munsters. I thought it was funny, and in some places cute and odd. I think what was the creature, I'll have to call it, that was just a hand, and it would crawl along the top of the desk, you know? What was that?
Family, and it was the Thing.
You got to call something like that. My name, the Thing. Yeah, okay. Oh, I've seen maybe 10 episodes of it. I wasn't, whenever it was there, this goes back to the days, and Earl, you remember this, some people will not, of course, when if you wanted to see something, you had to be there. You had to be there on time because the network had a schedule to show things, and that's when they showed it. You may never, I mean, never. You may, it may be a long time before it would rerun. And, of course, as we know, some things that I kind of like, I have been there to catch a rerun frequently. You know, I'll just take Star Trek, for instance. I'd watch Star Trek on television before it was everywhere. You know, I'd watch it on television, network television, anytime it showed. Because I kind of liked it. Didn't mind watching it all over again. I watched some of them so many times that I could tell you what the dialogue coming up is going to be. You know, the answer to somebody's question. Oh, anyhow. So, anyway, I just thought I'd be curious about whether anybody was terribly suspicious. Not suspicious. Superstitious. Did it again.
Okay, dude, I'll get back to you in a minute, Larry. Let's see if we got any other rag chewers. Anybody, not rag chewers, any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KC4SKD. Heard, but this is KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, I seem like I remember, I think it was my brother, that one of the addresses where he lived was 1313 Misery Lane, and I don't know who managed to pick out such a name for a road, but I'm pretty sure that was where Randall lived, one of his places.
I say Misery Lane?
Get me correct, yes. And when he told me that address, I looked at him and I said, "You gotta be kidding." He said, "No." He said, "That's the name of the road."
Well, I wouldn't have jumped right on that had it been Melody Lane or Memory Lane or something like that, but Misery Lane? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, maybe I do have a little bit of suspicion, superstition in me. I wouldn't walk into that with my eyes wide open. JK4JBQ.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Larry, when you mentioned the monsters, it brought something to my attention. This is changing the subject a little bit, but the car that they drove was built by, I think the guy's name was George Barris. Does that sound right?
Oh, goodness, I had to think for a moment. Now, you're talking to somebody who... Oh, my word. Let's see, how long ago must that have been? 70 minus 12. Oh, 10. So, 60 years ago, at least 60 years ago, I was familiar with who you're talking about there. He designed and built in the real world, scale size, you know, full scale size, funky automobiles. And I think you're close, and I'd have to defer. Why don't you just toss that question out to the net, because I'm not terribly sure, but I think it was Ross, the last name. Throw the question out to the net. Maybe somebody else can remember who that fellow was. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, maybe somebody will come and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was George Barris. If you ever get a chance, go search on the internet on a car that he built that's called the Snake Pit. In a very, very unusual vehicle. I mean, this thing had six Ford
351 Cleveland engines in it, three on each side. And the driver's seat was in the very back. And it looked like all of the exhaust pipes had no mufflers. They just are all straight out either side. And I looked at that thing and absolutely could not believe it. I mean, when they started it, it must have sounded like a World War II bomber. But that, yeah, get a chance, look that up on the internet. It's called the Snake Pit.
In fact, yes, sir. I almost remember that Snake Pit. I looked this fella up that I was talking about, and either there are two people. You remember one of them, and I remember the other. Two people that did largely the same thing. I remembered that he didn't go by a first name. He went by Big Daddy. Big Daddy Ross. Maybe his first name was Ed. I believe Ed Ross. He became famous for a car he called.
That one, you got my curiosity up now. I have to look that up next time I get a chance and see what that looks like. Let me see if we got any more chickens, Larry. I'll be right back to you. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any additional stations? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Larry, let me write this down before I forget it. Make myself a note. All right, I'll look that up next chance I get. Well, one more story I want to tell you if you're still there.
I'd tell you if I was gone away. I'm here.
Changing the subject, but the other night y'all were talking about plots. It reminded me of something. There was a gentleman that had I don't know what part of the country this was in or even another country, but he had a large area of land. He had trouble with people deer hunting on his property. And he had tried to get, you know, tell them, look, you can't do that. He put up signs. They ignored him. I don't know if he got law enforcement involved or not. But he couldn't figure out how to stop these people from deer hunting on his property. So what he ended up doing, he went out and bought three wind-up alarm clocks and put them out through the woods and set them to go off at various times during the morning. And after he did that, he didn't have any more problems with people unauthorized hunting on his property.
Yeah. Invasive, when they went off, hard to locate. It wouldn't be very good if you could just, you know, pick it off out of a tree. You could camouflage it, of course. But that would scare off anything, you know. A big old, loud, ugly-looking alarm clock. Yes, sir. Three of those would be great. That's a good idea.
I was listening to y'all talking about clocks the other night and figured I'd tell you that story before I forgot about it. Anyhow, do you have any more comments, anything else you want to talk about this evening?
Session the other night, a few nights ago, I guess it was, we talked about clocks. I went to the trusty old internet and the trusty old what is it we all use to look up things? Google, yes. And just typed in mantle clocks. See, my dad had about 14 of them in the house. Now, this became a thing after a few years, you know. He'd get one of them running, and he would, it would just go tick, tick, tick. I mean, these things had a very loud, that part of the clock is called an escapement. I could describe it, but you know, nobody cares to hear all that. But it goes tick, 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 but very loud because it's in Yeah, I guess if it's walnut cases, you know, the walnut cases, there was plenty of walnut around here. Yeah, well, in the South, and a lot of these things were made in the South. Walnut is known as a tone wood. That is to say that it increases with, if an instrument, for instance, a guitar, is made with a back and sides that are walnut, that would be made correctly. The top is always spruce. That's probably the best tone wood. But you got walnut back and sides. That's going to be a nice guitar. So they make clocks out of that stuff, too. So if the clock goes tick, 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 you can hear it all through the house, you know. And one of them's not bad, but 14. And then the dad would, he'd just love to hear, you know, alarm or, you know, go off. So whenever he got one that did have a wind-up alarm in it, he would set it for some time in the day. You know what I mean? You don't want everybody in the family to hate you. He set it for some time in the day, and it'd go off, and it'd sound, you know, like that. And that kind of alarm. And this guy, the first one that, he was maybe 5 years, he's been in this thing for 5 years, and he's done lots and lots of clocks. He just amazes me. He makes his own, he's kind of a woodworker too, and he makes his own devices to hold the clock and to wind down the springs safely and all of that stuff. It's just amazing, you know, that he got into it. He just absolutely loves it. And it tickled me that is a whole lot younger than me take an interest in old clocks, mechanical clocks. And he's well on his way to be somebody who carries on, you might say. And you know, if you just look up mantle clocks in Google, or you know, someplace that has these videos, you know, that would be an interesting thing if you're mechanically minded, because mechanics is mechanics, whether you talk about a clock or an engine or a vacuum cleaner, you know. I've torn all those things apart. KK4JBQ.
Richard, Larry, I've never heard of anybody having 14 clocks in the house. My uncle had four grandfather clocks, and at night he would take the weight off that does the chime and just, you know, let the pendulum run it. But anyway, good talking to you, Larry, and hope you're doing okay. Do we have anybody else on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KC4SKD, your net control.
SKD. Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm mobile in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
SD recognizing WB4ZPH, David. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Do we have any EchoLink stations? EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD. KD, do we have anybody that might want to rate you that maybe I missed? Call KC4SKD. Before we close it down, any stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD, your net control. Please stand by for net report. KC4SKD, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. And we will now return the repeater back to normal and material use. 73s and good night.